Torah and Parshas Bo, Rabbi Sayyid, it's difficult Haftorah. It's not something we're familiar with. Parshas Bo has Haftorah from Yirmiyahu Mem Vav. It's in the Nebuah against Mitzrayim, and it's talking about how Mitzrayim is going to sink, and he's going to be overwhelmed by Nebuchadnezzar and the forces above them. I just want to focus on the last pasuk, or maybe the last two pasukim, of this Haftorah for a couple of reasons. After discussing the downfall of Mitzrayim, so here's what it says at the end of the Haftorah. This is from Yirmiyahu, Mem Vav. It actually starts in Mem Vav and it goes into Mem. No, actually, no, it ends with Mem Vav. I'm sorry. Kapitel Mem Vav, the last two psukim, is the last two psukim of the Haftorah. So here's what it says. The Ata, this pasuk Chav Zayin and Chav Ches. The Ata Al Tira Abdi Yaakov, the Al Tichas Yisrael. We know that there's a poem that people say Mosei Shabbos that has a refrain, Al Tira Abdi Yaakov. This is the source. Al Tira Abdi Yaakov, fear not my servant Yaakov, Al Techas Yisrael. Techas is synonymous with Tira. Do not be afraid, not be trembling. Ki hini Moshiach me'rachok, v'zarach me'eretz shivyam. I'm going to save you from distance and your children from the land of their captivity. V'shav Yaakov, V'shakat v'shanan v'ein macharid. Yaakov will be tranquil, he'll be settled, v'ein macharid, and nothing will make him tremble. And again, the next pasuk repeats the same idea of Ata altira abdi Yaakov no mashem, don't fear, ki itcha ani, I'm with you. And then here's the final words, ki es echala v'chol agoyim asher dachticha sham, I'll put an end to those nations that I've scattered you there. And to you, I will not make an end. I'll punish you with justice. I won't completely destroy you. What's interesting about these two psukim is that there's another place in Sefer Yirmiyahu that you have very similar language. And that happens to be earlier in Yirmiyahu. If you look in Yirmiyahu Lamed, Psukim Yud, and Yud Aleph, you find very similar language, the same basic structure of the Psukim. And I'll read you from Yirmiyahu Lamed, Pasuk Yud, and Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says the Pasuk, the Ata, Al Tira Abdi Yaakov, Dum Hashem, Al Tichas Yisrael, Kidni Moshiach HaMerachok, V'zarach HaMeret Shibyam, V'shav Yaakov, V'shakad B'shanam Ve'in Macharid, that's the Pasuk Yud. And again, the pasuk that follows, Ki itcha ani no mashem hoshiacha, slightly different words, but the same idea. Ki esachala b'cho agoyim she'en hafitzo sicha sham, ach oscha lo esachala, isaticha la mishpat v'nake lo anakeka. I notice in the Radak, points out that the fact that we have these psukim twice in Yirmiyahu, so the Radak says, Is it here or is it in Mem Vav? Let's just check. So the Radak says in Mem Vav, which is our Haftorah, Parshas Zu, it's going to be fulfilled in the future, and I explained it already earlier in Perek Lamed. The Shana Osa Heina Im Shinoi Milos Ma'at. So it's repeated here with some slight changes in wording, but Inyan Echad, it's the same idea. Ba'atam. Because it talks about the downfall of those nations, Amar Keneged Yisrael, the Ata Al Tira, don't fear, She'em Chalkim Osam, you are not like them. V'afal Pi She'em Yeshuva Ba'artzam Acha Galusam, they might come back to their lands after they're exiled. Lo Yushleiv Mushkeitim, they will not be completely settled, because ultimately they will not survive as a nation. However, Kha Yisrael are given the guarantee, the Yisrael Lo Yosuf Shemam, the Tzichum Yamo, Kiveh Shemayim Al Aretz. This is an amazing Haftorah, an amazing prophecy about the eternity of Klal Yisrael. We say, Am Yisrael Chai, this is the basic theme here, that the nations of the world, at least those that oppressed us, in the sense of representing evil, they will disappear, but Klal Yisrael remain intact, Klal Yisrael remain eternal. The Lashon HaPasuk, V'nakei lo anakeka, so it means I will not utterly destroy you. And that's the Pasuk Pshat in what we say in the Yud Gimel Midos, the Pasuk Pshat, Pshutu Shemek, according to many Mefarshim, which is V'nakei lo yinakeh, right? Poke it up and up, Zabonim, So according to you, the midos, the nakeh means to cleanse, and that it ends with that. That's the 13th of the midos. According to the pshuto shel mikra, the nakeh lo yinakeh means Hashem will not utterly destroy, like it says here, the nakeh lo anakeka, lashon destruction. I just want to note that there are two Rashi's in Chumash that make reference to this pasuk of the fact that Kal Yisrael remain eternal, while the nations of the world will ultimately disappear. And that is number one in Parshas Lech Lecha by the Bris Ben Absarim. The pasuk says that Abraham Avinu took various animals, and it says that he split them in half. And then it says that the bird is like Sipo Lo Vasa. He didn't split the bird. So Rashi quotes over there that what is the symbolism of the fact that the nation, that the other animals were cut and the bird was not cut? So the bird is symbolic of Klal Yisrael. So the idea being that, let me read you the Lashon Rashi, that Sipo Lo Vasa, this is in Lech Lecha Tes Vav Ayud. The Umos HaOlam are compared to Parim, Elim, Seirim, and these are the animals mentioned. Kaisom are compared to birds, Torim, and Benayona. The Satsipa Lo Vasar, Lefigach Basar HaBehemos Ramaz, Sheyil HaUmos Kalim VeHochin. The Satsipa Lo Vasar Ramaz, Sheyil Yisrael Kayamim LaOlam. This is the Rashi Chumash. There's one more place in Chumash that Rashi references this Inyan, and that's in Parshas Balak. The Nevuah of Balak, one of the Psukim says, Hem am levadav yishkon u'bagoyim lo yishashav. What does it mean, agoyim lo yishashav? Among the nations, they will not be what? They will not be reckoned, they will not be counted. Says Rashi over there, that kitargumo. The lesson of the targum there is as follows, that ha'ama b'chodeo nasivim v'yachsnun oma, this nation in the future will inherit the world, u'bamimaya lo yisdonum gemira. Among the nations, they will not be sentence for destruction. Says Rashi, Kitagumo, Lo Yunasim Kala im Shara Umos. Shenemar, and Rashi quotes from Yemio here, it says Yemio Lamed, but again it could be the two references in Yemio that we said. Shenemar, Ki Esa Chola Becho Hagoyim, etc. That's the pasuk that we just discussed in Haftorah and how it appears earlier as well. So this is an idea that again is very much capturing the notion of Am Yisrael Chai. Klal Yisrael have the sense of eternity to us. That's part of the spark that we have within us, that it can never be Klal Yisrael will disappear. That's a tremendous assurance, a tremendous guarantee. Again, the last closing words of Haftarah Parshas Bo, and the Tzukim Yirmiyahu, and the two Rashis quoting the Midrashim from Chazal. Okay.